Kate Moore is here, though.
Yes, hello, Ellen.
You have to talk directly into the mic, very close.
Like this?
No, louder. Can you hear yourself?
I can't. I can now.
There you go.
Yeah, there you go. Now you know. Now you know how it is. Okay. Faith, you and I are going to have to share this mic. So.
And when it comes to you, speak right into it. These are not.
We have to like speak like this.
That's part of why we have constant pledge drives, because eventually we'll get directional mics that pick up sound from all around, but. The way these mics work, you got to get right on top of it.
So again, we
That's not a complaint. I love it here. I'm not, you know.
We want to say hello to Faith
Gilbert,
who is Letterbox Farm.
Hello.
Now, this is a different event. Oh, sorry. I wanted to get right into the meat of this conversation, but if you want to exchange some more salutations, go ahead.
No, you go right ahead.
Sorry, Ellen. I would never step on your lines. Silence. Okay, Kate. This is a different event than previous Hudson Exchange events, correct?
Yes, it's under the umbrella of Hudson River Exchange, but it is a separate event from the markets that we normally throw.
I see. And what is exactly you're going to do?
We are having a CSA fair that Faith and the farmers of Litterbox Farm approached us about putting on.
For those who might not know, a CSA is?
A CSA is Community Supported Agriculture. That's what the acronym stands for. And the way that people engage with CSA is by getting a CSA share. So when we say a CSA fair, we mean it's an opportunity to come and sign up for a share.
Oh, I see. I didn't realize that's what it was. Oh, so there's going to be multiple CSAs represented.
Yeah, we have 23 farms
over
2 weeks, two Sundays, and 15 each day. Some days there'll be there are certain farms that will be at both events.
Oh, this is great, because a lot of you do different things, right, Faith? I mean, you don't all have the same menu, so to speak, of what you offer.
Right. So I think most people know CSA often as a vegetable share, and we do have a number of vegetable farms that are represented. We're also starting to see lots of new kinds of CSAs and have a whole slew of categories that will be present at the event, including flour share, meat shares, what's called full plate shares, which is sort of a variety of farm products in one share, and an herbal CSA, and then herbal CSA for
including herb. No, never mind. Sorry, that was for Ellen's benefit.
medicinal products that are grown on farms and processed, and then we also have about 7 vegetable farms present at each event. And within those vegetable shares, there's quite a bit of variety as well in terms of quantity, focus, pickup locations, times. So the idea is to come and find your dream farm, come find the CSA that works for you.
Because that's always been my problem. I don't know, there's so many of them advertised haphazardly throughout the city, and I never know which is what and who provides what. And some of them have too much of one thing and strict rules about what they give you. Are you a member of one?
I am not. But
you might
I'm
be
going
working
to find
with
out.
Some old information.
Excuse me?
You might be working with some old information.
Right.
It's not your grandmother's CSA, as it were.
There you go.
It's a common. My experience moving up here was I had a CSA, and I have memories of lots of root vegetables, and things have changed, and people are being more flexible. There's options, and people are sort of seeing as more people are interested in it, they're really focusing on what people want.
Most CSAs require money up front, right?
Correct.
And that's partly just so they can finance what they do.
Yeah, exactly. Tessa Edick of Farmon has a column in the Register Star, and last week she focused on CSA, and her opening line, which I did not realize, was that the term in business, seed funding, actually comes from agriculture, because it's in this part of the season that, and Faith can speak most about this, that this is when the cash is really needed. And so you're basically...
To literally buy seeds.
Yeah, yeah. So you're crowdsourcing basically a farm for the season.
Right. Farmers incur up to about 75% of their costs before March 1st. So we're putting all that money out in order to grow food, anticipating that people will show up to buy it. And one of the fundamental principles of CSA is that consumers can kind of meet us in the middle by making that commitment up front, providing that upfront cash that we use to buy seed, buy inputs, buy chicks and feed if you're a meat farm, or lots of other labor costs, et cetera. And then you have a guaranteed market for at least some of your products for the season. So it mitigates the risk for the farmer in a really important way. It also provides that really critical financing that means that we can get our seed fund from people who will be receiving our products rather than from a loan. So it keeps farmers out of debt, basically.
So what's your CSA going to offer?
So I'm from Letterbox Farm. We do a lot in a small space. We are offering a full plate meal share this year, and it's sort of what we would have, the CSA share we would have wanted to join, and we've sort of designed our farm in order to support that. So it's a meal designed around, a share designed around full meals. You'll get a chicken every other week, pork and rabbit in off weeks if you choose, a full range of vegetables, a starch component, some cooking components like alliums, you know, chili peppers, flavorful things, and eggs.
Cool. Is that all from your farm, or some?
All from our farm. We'll be bringing in some grains and flours from a neighboring.
So you have
farm.
Pigs out there on Route 9?
Oh, we do.
Cool. I didn't know that. I've been to the property before you.
Kate just visited this morning. She can speak. She can verify that we do in fact have pigs.
There are definitely pigs. We actually, David Lee of the Register Star just came and took some photos. Of the absolutely adorable, very personable pigs that they have over there.
We also learned that pigs really like to chew on camera cases.
Camera cases. So you and just my boots.
Maybe they need a CSA for camera cases in advance.
Yes, for pigs, you mean?
Right.
Yeah.
What about the size of the share? Because I've heard from friends I know who are purchased shares is that, oh, there's so much stuff. I have a refrigerator full of stuff. Can I give you some greens? It seems to be, or maybe it's changed as you say, but do you sell half shares or?
We don't sell half shares on our farm. We do facilitate divvying of shares. So if you want to go in with another person, that's easy enough for us to sort of split you between the weeks. Some farms do offer half shares. Personally, we try hard to make sure we're giving an appropriate quantity and variety of goods. And we put a lot of thought into designing out each week, trying to make sure you get things that go well together and you'll like to receive in a box. But I think having abundance is one of the really fun parts of CSA. You might get things that you might not think to buy at the market or wouldn't be your first choice, or you'd get more than you might have thought you could use. But that's when a lot of creativity comes in.
You know what the answer is, Ellen? Soups.
Soups.
Or everything that's left over, you make a soup.
Yeah. Or give it to a friend, make a have a dinner party. Mm-hmm. Having abundance is one.
Yeah, Ellen, I'm waiting for that dinner party. By the way,
is one of my favorite parts of being a farmer is getting to have a lot of product around that I can make something that I wouldn't go to the store and buy 10 pounds of something, but if I have it around, you can really get creative. So I wouldn't be too afraid of having an overabundance of food.
I find this time of year also I'm most jealous of my friends who are culinarily creative. Which might be a term I just made up, who pickle the extra stuff that they have. And right now they're eating pickled vegetables that they got in their CSA last summer.
And
you had a pickling seminar, so to speak, out there, didn't you?
How'd you know about that?
Oh, I got my sources. That's what we are, cutting edge journalists here. We have spies everywhere. No, my good friend Neil Allen was a participant.
He's
a BFF, by the way, Allen. Yes.
We did have some pickling and preserving workshops in our farm's first year, and we'll be bringing them back for 2013. Cool. It's a really fun part of what we do, I think, and a big reason why we're farmers is because we love to play with food, and we have this abundance around us. So,
when did you start farming?
I am a fourth-year farmer.
Yeah. And you're from the region? Or?
I'm from Litchfield County, Connecticut, mm-hmm. from a farm town there. I didn't grow up with a farming background, but my parents were back to the lander, so it's in there
and
somewhere. Did a lot of barn cleanings.
You used part of the property before you eventually bought it, right? Is that how?
Yeah, you did your research, huh?
No, actually, I know all the guys who were living there.
Right. So we leased a little postage stamp worth of land in 2013 from some friends of ours. And at that time, that property was a sort of... It had an uncertain future.
Right.
And so we started the farm with a very uncertain future. And that was, one of the hardest parts about starting a farm. We didn't have as much access to infrastructure. We couldn't make any investments there. And we're very limited in terms of what we could do. And then this past year, right at the beginning of the season, the landowner passed away, mm-hmm. and the land came up for sale. So we worked with about 6 different ag-related organizations and a lot of community support to, you know, hustle together a plan, and we were able to purchase it last fall.
And you live on the property, right?
Some of us do.
Some do.
Yeah.
Great.
How many farmers are there in the WE?
We operate our farm as a 3-person group. We've just brought in a 4th teammate this year, and we own the land as a 5-person group.
That's great. There are no, or are there, I should say, any CSAs that deliver, or do you always have to go and pick up your share?
I do not believe there's any that deliver, but there are a variety of ways that you can pick it up. Some farms, and this is one of the things that you can sort of shop around at the CSA fair, is that some people have local spots in town where between, you know, 2 and 6, one day a week, you come and pick it up. Other farms you go and pick up at the farm, both of which are pretty cool experiences, actually. And it's a lot of fun to go and get to, as the weeks go on, sort of meet the other people who are also sharing in the same CSA. So it's kind of fun, and I like to think of it as being a really cool grocery store experience.
And I'm thinking that Letterbox is probably the closest if you're driving out
Could
of town.
Could be, or there's the farm out on 23 as you drive
further
into Claverick.
Yeah, that's close to Common Hands you're referring to.
Right, Common Hands. But,
so this is a great idea. So 23 farms will be, 23 CSAs will be represented at this fair.
Yeah, we're having 15 this, so it's this Sunday the 15th from 11 to 2 at the Hudson Opera House, and we'll have 15 farms. And then on March 1st, which is CSA Day, we will have 15 farms as well, a handful of which are going to be repeats. I think there's about 5 or 6 that'll be there both weeks. And then in addition, both weeks we have, we're really hoping that people will sign up at the event, and we're going to have a raffle. So when you sign up for your CSA share, you'll get a raffle ticket. And David Chicane of Food Studio has been kind enough to donate a $75 gift certificate to Food Studio for each weekend. So we'll be having a raffle at the end of that. And then there's activities for kids, and Tessa's going to be there signing books. And then on
Tessa Etic
of Farmon. And then on March 1st, Publication Studios will be there doing other fun book grown-up events.
The average CSA subscription goes for a half year, generally, or a season? How's it?
When we say, if you're a farmer and you say the word season, you mean the growing season. So that really runs from June to November. Some people do season extension on both ends. If you're a meat farmer, meat or eggs, your season is different. But most CSAs run through, early summer to late fall for, 20 mm-hmm. to 25 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And what is the pricing like? Is it a wide range, or?
It depends on what kind of share you're talking about and what kind of volume. I'd say almost every CSA we have represented is something like, low 20s to $50 a week. And that will depend on whether you're getting just vegetables, vegetables and meat, or half share or full share. So for the season, it could be anywhere from $300 to $400 to about $1,000.
So, Kate, the exchange went out and solicited these various CSAs to participate?
Well,
did you see this as part of your extending your agenda beyond the, the exchanges?
Well, our current events really showcase the makers and creators in the area. It's very much about small and handmade. And with our recent partnership with the Basilica, in which we did helped produce Farm and Flea, we started to extend into the farmers. And it's a really beautiful idea that Melissa of the Basilica had of sort of looking at the makers and creators, of including people who work with the land. And so it felt like a natural extension to be working with Letterbox. And so we have, between the farms that they know and the farms that we had met, and then calls for applications on social media, that's how we paired up with the farms who are participating.
That's great.
Yeah.
Ellen, you going to be there?
I think I will.
Well, it's at the Opera House. You hang out there all the time anyway. By the way, on that weekend, could you send people down to the pop-up shop that we're running that weekend? Handmade
stuff. We would love to. That starts tomorrow, correct?
Yes, it does. And you're on, aren't you this weekend too?
Yes, we are.
Okay. So
it's a big weekend.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So we're going to be there all weekend down at 117 Warren, which is a little bit off the way from, you know, where the most of the shops are, and two blocks down from the Opera House.
And there's an opening on Friday
night. Tomorrow night.
6 to 8.
Wine and Chocolate.
Yep.
Oh, yes. And it's Elizabeth Powell of
yes,
Local. Is
right.
Yeah.
That's his right.
She was, her store had a booth at Hudson River Exchange this past summer.
Oh, okay.
She's a good HRE friend.
Great.
There you go.
Is there anything else you need to tell us about what's going to be happening?
We have one thing that we want to make sure. We would love for people to sign up. We're hoping people will sign up. It's going to be a great opportunity to sign up, but please remember to bring your checkbooks.
Aha.
Oh, and we're also going to have a farm stand.
There
will be stuff to buy between sort of root and cold cellar vegetables and value-added products, jams, et cetera. So there's going to be stuff to buy. So it's cash for the farm stand and checkbooks for the CSA share.
Cool.
Thank you, too, for coming. We've been talking to Faith.
Yeah, I had no idea what to say. You know, I saw the sign. I thought
Benedict?
It was just another Faith Gilbert.
Faith Gilbert, thank you.
I know it's been a while since you said the
name.
I
have to be rescued every once in a while. And Kate Moore.
Well, thank you both for having us.
You're welcome. Is something else you have to say, Faith? No?
Just thank you.
Okay. You're welcome. So we've been talking to Kate Moore and Faith Gilbert.